Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Q1 FY23 earnings conference call of Vishakha Industries Limited, hosted by Anand Rathi Share and Stock Brokers. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Manish Valecha from Anand Rathi Share and Stock Brokers. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Welcome you all to the 1Q FY23 results conference call of Vishakha Industries Limited. We have with us from the management, Mr. Vamsi Krishna, the Joint Managing Director, Mr. S. Shafiullah, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Vinay Bhatija, which is the Head Investor Relations. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Krishna for his opening comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Very good afternoon. Thank you so much for the kind introduction, Mr. Manish. I welcome you all for the Q1 FY2023 call. Thank you all for joining and participating. We shall start by giving our views on the macro picture, the major economies of the Western world are forecasting recession by the end of the calendar year. The pressure of the Russia-Ukraine conflict is seen quite evidently across the world, especially on our raw material prices, the crude oil commodities, while China is still in lockdown in quite a few places, the supply chain constraints due to those actions. The central banks around the world are pushing the rates in terms of money supply and the demand. However, I feel India is in a well-positioned situation, with inflation lower than other economies and the demand being robust. Coming to our company's performance, this year, the revenues have been the best ever in the company's history. The margins, however, have had an impact due to the entire supply chain being disrupted because of the war, and logistics and other supply chain issues. The turnover is only a signal to show us that the demand and the future outlook is positive. I shall start with the boat segment first, the V-Next division. The V-Next boats and panels have been doing exceptionally well over the years, what the company has been committing in terms of sustainable and eco-friendly construction materials is showing the way forward with a volume growth of 62% compared to the corresponding quarter previous year. Sequentially, we have also grown 7% compared to the March 2022 quarter, the last quarter that we've seen. The export market for this product also is good, and we have grown by almost 26% over last quarter itself. Though the major economies are not faring well on the demand side, our exports to countries like the GCC, the South African markets, and others have increased and exploring new markets further to make our export division stronger. We are able to maintain good margins in this division in spite of the supply chain pressures and the cost of inflation. This mirrors the market strength we hold and the brand presence that we have created over the years. The product V-Next cement boats is a revolutionary product. It can replace majority of the traditional building materials and offers better quality than the conventional materials or construction methods. Many corporates are using the products in various applications in commercial, residential and industry. We are seeing a good growth in terms of the housing projects as well. Our VNext boats are tested and certified to be water, fire, and termite resistant in all the agencies across the world, be it TÜV, EXO, Warrington, or our Indian IGBC certifications. The product is gaining continued acceptance and momentum, where we have also done some high-profile projects like Virat Kohli's restaurant in Pune or Manipal Institute across the educational institutions and others to speak of. We are able to reach customers through all the verticals of our business development, through social media, through our influencers reach, our network expansion, and the focus is on to increase our ground base in terms of business management, increasing our network across various portals. The affordable housing sector also is helping us see a good conversion in terms of looking at VNext as a good alternative to traditional construction methods. Post-COVID, major commercial projects and top corporates of the country have realized the advantages of VNext boats, wherein we take almost half the labor that is required with conventional construction, thereby boosting us forward. Our fourth plant, that was the Coimbatore factory, which began production in Q4 last year, is seeing increasing utilization rates. Further, the forward integrated panel factory that we had set up at Coimbatore has also commenced production in July this year. We are happy to announce that we are at full capacity across all the four VNext factories that we have across the country. And we are very happy to announce that we are setting up a fifth cement board VNext factory in eastern part of the country in West Bengal with a capacity of 72,000 metric tons per annum. This will cater to the increasing in demand in the east and northern markets of our country. With this, we will be officially having a plant in each of the zones across the country, across Pan India. We keep our targets intact for growing more with good margins in this division. We foresee a growth rate of almost 30 to 40% year on year, the way things are going in this division. Coming to our Atom Solar roof, it has also been seeing great momentum in the market. The product is patented and the product serves as a two-in-one solution, a hybrid product wherein it acts both as a roof and a solar module, wherein it saves costs compared to traditional roofs plus solar. The awareness that we are trying to create across various platforms about the roof generating product Atom is what the talk of the industry is. People are observing what this product is achieving in terms of its technical parameters. The product is unique, and because of this uniqueness, players like the Mahindra Group and the Covishield guys, all of the product is going into prestigious projects wherein people are aware of the utility that we provide. And our job right now is to create this awareness amongst traditional solar adopters to make the next step in terms of roofing and power generation. We have started appointing EPC contractors across the country, aiming a good target in the remaining quarters as we have a good long-term, mid-term, short-term orders in the pipeline. We are also observing that the steel prices are stabilizing, which will act as a benefactor to this division. Our concentration is in segments like new industries, commercial projects, hospitals, hospitalities, and residential projects. We have had another breakthrough in terms of Atom Solar Roof, wherein we can now retrofit existing roofs with that of Atom Solar Roof. What I mean by that is earlier we would cater only to projects that would start from the scratch, which were greenfield projects. Today, with any product that is installed already as a roof, can be replaced with that of Atom Solar, thereby opening up a totally new market in terms of potential and growth that we see. We are having great breakthrough in terms of the export market as well. We have had orders in Thailand. We are having some talks in Australia, in Kenya, and South Africa. And going forward, we are looking at good demand in other parts of the world for Atom as well. Our yarn segment, the Wonder Yarn, a green yarn that is with all the R&D that has gone in the back end during the COVID times, has paid off. We are one of the first guys to have an interesting breakthrough in terms of creating sustainable fabric with our PET recycled yarn as well. The free trade deal in the textile segment with nations is increasing our volumes in this segment as well. The traditional yarn continues to do a good business in the traditional markets, but the new sustainable yarns with green enforced green eco-friendly touch points is helping us enter new segments in the market. The yarn segment sales for the current year grew by almost 200% compared to the previous year. That was because of a complete lockdown and the negative effect of textiles in the previous year. We are happy to share that we are back to full capacity, both in terms of production and in terms of sales for the yarn segment. This also has a 7% increase compared to March of last quarter. The current geopolitical instability in the Euro region has hampered our exports to that space. Nevertheless, we have covered that with increase in demand from our Indian domestic market. We continue to explore new markets while creating value-added products that fit the market. Coming to the traditional roofing business, we are doing very well in the rural network in terms of market demand. We grew almost 13% sequentially, and we continue to focus on all our segments, and roofing is one of the most important. Though there were challenges in terms of increase in costs, the rupee depreciation against the USD due to the Russian-Ukraine war and other global factors, the roofing business has done reasonably well. We expect the challenges to remain for some more quarters due to the conflict that is happening in the global atmosphere. The company always takes appropriate measures to remain competitive and show that we can perform in tough times. Though the margins have come down in the roofing segment due to the rise in input costs, we are confident that we will continue to perform well, where the demand is picking up is always the best and the right signal in terms of the industry direction. The company has looked at alternative materials to counter the supply chain demands which it is carrying on in the right direction. During the current quarter, we have commenced a commercial production of our second line of the Raebareli plant in UP. The capacity of roofing segment now is at 9 lakh metric tons for this year. Speaking on the new initiatives, let me begin by saying that all the new developments that we have taken are bringing in good demand for our core businesses. The visibility of our application of our innovation and the products that we are developing with our strong R&D base are all adding to the core business development in terms of volume and the turnover growth that you see. The use and the likes of the VNEX solutions and the Atom Life is helping us enter new arenas in terms of catering markets, wherein we are getting into strong tie-ups with the corporate segments, wherein we are having an opportunity to build larger in the market. We are very happy to share with you that though there is a tough time that we are seeing in terms of the overall global scenario, we are confident that we will be on the right track and the company is taking the right decisions to have a counterbalance to the challenging year that we foresee. But our position remains to be positive. The VNEX growth is strong. The Atom positioning is consolidating and here to take off. The textile business is robust and ready to take on the market expansions. And the AC at last is seeing a good demand, even though the input costs are increasing. So all in all, we are seeing a good positive year to go ahead, yet even though it is going to be a challenging one. Thank you all, and I think we can open up for questions now.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Divyanshi from Havells Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is on Atom. Sir, a year back we discussed Atom Roof and you said that it's in its nascent stage. Wish to know the progress on the same as other companies like KPI, Green, Zodiac, etc. have jumped leaps forward and which year we shall reach full capacity utilization?
Yeah, thank you. So Atom is a new product. Actually, it is just settling in terms of market fitment. It is an indigenously developed product wherein it is a roof infused with solar cells. So basically, it is a single roof that generates power for you. And we have got patents for that in India, in America, and South Africa. So the market per se, the roofing segment is huge in terms of almost the target that we have taken as a country is almost 10 gigawatt for the year. Our capacity that we have set up is 30 megawatts to start with. This year we are planning to do almost about 15 to 20 megawatt in terms of the outlook, the year outlook that we have. I think comparing with traditional solar modules will be a challenge in terms of the utility that we provide. So traditionally, we don't compare with the traditional solar modules. What we look at is as a BIPV category, wherein we are trying to replace roofs be it a metal roof or the traditional aluminium sheets, wherein we are trying to replace those with Atom solar roof, which generates power. So what we are foreseeing is in the next 2 years, we will be reaching full capacity and increasing our output in terms of 30 megawatts upwards to 60 megawatts as well. So that's a brief outlook for Atom solar roof.
Thank you, sir. Sir, I had another question. That can you please explain the cost differences between Atom roof and a traditional solar roof? Like how much 100 square feet of Atom cost versus 100 feet of traditional roof? And what will be the cost of setting up the 30 megawatt factory we have and the margins we expect at full capacity utilization?
Surely. So coming to margins, I think we will be looking at almost about 10% to start with once we reach full capacity. That is in terms of a nascent progression that we are looking at. As we increase the output, we will definitely get better economies of scale in terms of increased margins. Coming to the plant setup cost, we are looking at the setup cost is quite low because of the technology that we've developed in-house. We will be seeing hardly about 20 to 25 crores in terms of setting up a brand new facility of a large scale system of around 60 to 100 megawatts. But the capex is limited, but it's a more of an opex game in terms of the working capital required will be quite high in terms compared to the capex. In terms of the cost, we will be the same cost as a traditional roof plus a traditional solar module. We will be equaling the same in terms of net value, in terms of price comparison. But in terms of energy generation, we will be almost 30 to 40% higher in terms of energy output. To give you an example, Atom solar roof will generate 1 kilowatt of power in hardly 60 square feet, whereas a traditional solar will generate 1 kilowatt of power in 100 square feet. So that is really the value add that you get. Apart from a roof generating power, the energy that output that comes with Atom per square feet will be higher compared to the traditional solutions available in the market. Thank you.
Sir, can you please give unit economics if possible?
Surely, I think we have a detailed presentation that we can share with you regarding the complete picture of Atom. But in terms of unit economics, in terms of pricing, we can tell you that it is around the same cost as traditional available solutions. We are not even positioning or selling ourselves at a premium at this stage. And the margins that I'm talking about are taking that into consideration. Once the product sets in, we will definitely be looking at a better premium that we can demand for our product. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shubham Agarwal from Equitas Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my first question was regarding V-Boat division. So clearly we have achieved 96 crore, almost close to 100 crore run rate now, and management is putting a lot of confidence with the new capex. Sir, I wanted to know your vision with regards to this division, how much this division can become in, let's say, 3 to 5 years from now, and the key areas or the key milestone that you are looking at achieving to get to that goal.
Yeah, sure. So just to give you an idea, I think, as you rightly said, we have been very bullish on the VNEX division right from the very beginning when we started off in 2010. The product literally grew up from scratch in terms of the turnover that we are looking at today. This year, we have projected to reach around maybe anywhere between 350 to 400 crores for this segment alone. Going forward with the growth rate that we are expecting, we would need to set up almost a plant every 2 years is what we are expecting in terms of what we are looking at. Something to compare with what Vitaka experienced from 2000 to 2008 in terms of the growth in our roofing segment, where we had set up almost 5 manufacturing plants in a span of 7 to 8 years. We expect that kind of a growth going forward for VNext alone. I think by 2030, we should be looking at adding at least around 4 to 5 plants of VNext alone, wherein we will be able to create around 25,000 tons additional to what we are doing in terms of a monthly output sale. So the growth that we are looking at is quite robust. I think VNext is going to take off in a big way in the coming months and the coming years. And the consumers are also showing us that confidence in terms of the premium and the brand equity that we are able to get in the market. So going forward, I think VNext will be a wonderful division to look out for.
Fair enough. And so secondly, so in this division, if we talk of margin, it has remained quite low compared to the capex that we are doing in plant. So with scalability, what kind of sustainable margin are you targeting to achieve to get a decent IRR or ROE from this project?
Surely. So I think margins point of view, I think we've always been indicating that we will do anything in between 12 to 15%. And I think you will be seeing that very shortly. In fact, the first quarter of this year also, I've seen a good uptake in terms of the pricing that we've got in the market. Going forward, I think definitely we will be seeing a very positive sign in terms of the margins this year and going forward. In spite of having severe challenges in the supply chain and cost pressures, VNext will be doing well in the overall margins point of view.
Okay, good to hear that. Sir, and lastly, on the cost front, so we import a lot of paper fiber for this division. And 3 months back, there was certain problem with regarding to import of product, and we were looking at different geographies to import. So what is the current situation there?
So I think for VNext particularly, I think we should credit the experience the team and has got in terms of dealing with the roofing fiber costs. We have been doing very good R&D in terms of offsetting the costs with other materials. What I mean to say is, be it the recycled content in VNext or be it the substitute products for the pulps that we use, I think our team has done a tremendous job in terms of offsetting the costs that we are experiencing. In fact, that you will be able to see that very clearly in terms of our margins that you will be seeing. The input cost in VNext is being very efficiently managed by our team in terms of the R&D that we are doing to offset. So I would like to say that yes, though there are pressures, I think VNext should be in a comfortable path in the months to come.
Okay. And sir, lastly, just to summarize the entire discussion, so with the growth rate that you have projected, it seems like in 3 to 4 years down the line, we can achieve 1,000 crores from VBoard. So do you see this achievable? And with the margin, it looks like almost 130 to 150 crores of EBITDA we can generate out of this division.
I would refrain from committing to your comment, but I would definitely say yes, by 2030 we should be able to look at the numbers that you're talking about. Yes, definitely.
Fair enough. Sir, I'll come back in the queue. Thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit from Oculus Capital Growth Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I'm looking at your shareholding and there is a shareholder, Vigilant Security Services. So, wanted to know if this is part of the promoter family?
Yeah, it is actually not. I think there was some article also that unfortunately got posted. We are aware of that. We have nothing to do with that company.
Okay, so this is not related to promoter at all?
No, no.
Okay, so it's just an investor who used to hold 10%.
Yes, yes, this is an investor. And actually, if you take a look at our overall direction that we are seeing as well, we are trying to bring in more institutions that across the company. In fact, we are also trying very effectively to reduce our retail shareholding and bring in institutional shareholders that will create a good base for us. So that's the direction we are in.
Got it. Thanks. And sir, another thing on the asbestos roofing, which is basically the majority, I believe majority of our EBIT will be coming from that division. So just wanted to know your views on that division with respect to the bans that we have seen across the world on asbestos, how it can affect our company if something happens in India also in a widespread way. What can be a solution for that? What are the options that we can provide if there is some, like if government says that you have to remove asbestos roofing and replace it with something else, what are the discussions that we are having with the government with respect to asbestos roofing, etc.? So just want to know your thoughts on that.
Surely. So first off, I think this has been a point of discussion for so many years. I think ever since I've joined 12 years ago, the whole discussion was on this, and rightly so. The point of asbestos in terms of our product, first off, I would like to reiterate that we are in complete, the thought of safety compliance is very high in the country. I must speak about all our competitors as well, because of the experiences that the blue asbestos usage has created across the world. The industry as such has faced a lot of turmoil and shut down and banned in many places. But in India, we are very stringent in terms of the compliances, what we do and how we use asbestos, and we use only white asbestos, which is, unlike the blue asbestos, is much safer in terms of the usage. Having said that, the cost of the product that we look at, the roofing sheet, the cement roofing sheet cost is hardly 15 rupees per square foot, whereas if you take a comparative of a metal sheet, the cost is almost 45 rupees per square feet. So the roofing sheet, the cement roofing sheet that we offer is actually a poor man's product. India being a rural market, the demand comes heavily from the lower section in terms of the demand. And that is where the pricing point has stabilized. Having said that, we have been very active again. I must reiterate, we have a non-asbestos product ready already. It is in the market as well. But the quantum of that right now, being taking the cost into account, is very limited. We have the technical ability to shift over to non-asbestos if the time and need really comes. But keeping the cost in mind, we always have to make sure that our product is available at the right price to our consumers. Having said that, we have also got into a very interesting mix of where we can create a product with good strength without the use as well. So that is point number one. Point number two, in terms of our margins, Yes, predominantly the roofing sheet business is the main margin earner for the company. But we are seeing a good change in that in terms of the contribution that we are getting from the textile division and the Venex boats division, both of which going forward, I think we will be seeing a good contribution compared to the cement roofing as well.
Got it. Thanks. And so basically when we give the segmental breakup of the roofing, the building products versus the yarn business, can we give the, going forward, whenever this becomes material, can we give the breakup in terms of your V-Next and Atom plus your asbestos sheets and the yarn? So basically the three segments. Because what I understand is next future growth drivers will be the V-Next and the Atom ones.
I think fair ask in totality. We are actually working on that space. We will let you know at the right time. I think we are just seeing how best to represent that. So yeah, point noted.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Mukesh Panjwani from Value Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes, hello, good afternoon.
Yeah. So we can see that the V-Nex division is growing very, very well. And despite that, we can also see that the valuations of company are really, deeply undervalued. So is it possible to demerge this V-Nex division so that it can unlock the value for shareholders?
Yeah. Again, I must have to respond in a similar way I just did, unfortunately. We are exploring options in terms of how best we can unlock untapped value for the V-Nex and the New Age products. I think this has been a point of concern for most, and we are looking at options to explore. Yes.
Okay. That's all from my sector. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Dinesh Shah from Equinox Funds. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. My question is on the yarn segment. How will the free trade agreement benefit us in this segment or in the both products?
I'm unable to hear you clearly.
Can you hear me now?
Mr. Shah, I would request you to speak a little bit far from your phone.
Yeah.
We can hear your breath also along with your voice.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, please proceed.
Yeah. So my question is would be on yarn segment. How will the free trade agreement benefit us in this segment or in the both products, V-Nex and yarn? What percentage of sales are we exporting in each product, the geographic division, if you can help?
So, great. I think, first off, I think to mention, our company is very heavily focused on the domestic growth. I think Indian story in terms of the market, in the terms of the business economics is very strong. And we have always been a very bullish outlook in terms of the India story. So almost all the products that we are catering to today, around 25% to 30% is what we export. And that too given at the right price and at the right contribution for our company. So something like a free trade helps us to look at countries where we can explore markets in terms of what we are doing. But I would like to reiterate that our focus has been majorly in the domestic market, where we are seeing a very robust growth in terms of the India growth story. So that's where we stand.
Okay, sir. And my second question would be, is on Venex board. Isn't considering the demand at 25% growth target a little too conservative? What is the market size of the product and our market share?
Sorry, can you repeat the beginning, please?
Is on VNEX board. Isn't considering the demand a 25% growth target a little conservative?
Sure. So I think in terms of the demand, what we are really seeing is the conversion from segments like the plywood market, from the gypsum board market, and where the external walls are concerned, the brick walls as well, right? And what we are looking at is really expanding in terms of growth cycles. So if you really look at our growth story over the past 10 years, the growth rates that we are achieving today have not been achieved by any company, not by us either earlier. Today, what we are seeing is post-COVID, the uptake has been very strong. And in that, I think I'll be very happy to say that we are ahead of the curve in terms of the growth cycle and in terms of product adoption. I think going forward, to give you a good number, I think we will stick to 30 to 35% in terms of what we are looking at as a strong growth rate, as a sustainable growth rate to reach out to a larger market. I think I should not say that it is too low. I think we are at the right space and we are at a good growth rate. I wouldn't agree that we are the growth rate is low in this front.
So just leading to my first question. So what is the geographic division?
In terms of our plant locations?
Yeah.
So we have four plants at the moment. We have one in Telangana, one in Tamil Nadu, one in Maharashtra, and one in Haryana. So these are our four plants at the moment. We are the largest in terms of market share and in terms of our month product yearly outputs. And as I announced during my comments, we are setting up our fifth manufacturing plant this year in the eastern segment of our country in West Bengal as well.
Okay. And sir, in geographic revenue and breakdown in exports?
So exports, again, like I said, across all the four divisions, we do about 25 to 30% of our overall output. We do export from our Telangana facility and our Down facility mainly. The market demand per se is very bullish in the south. The south market is very strong in terms of product adoption, especially the Kerala market. We are market leaders in that space as well. The growth that we are seeing is slowly picking up in other parts of the country, be it central or the eastern, where today we are seeing a good demand for it, thereby going there in terms of our next expansion.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Shambhavi from Infinity Funds. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. My question is on the three new age initiatives that you have been mentioning in the presentation. What is the exact capital expenditure we have made or are planning to in each of the three, namely Atom Charge, VNEX Solution, and Atom Life? And what are the revenues we are expecting from each of the three in the next 3 to 5 years? And the target margins, if possible.
Surely. So I think Atom Life and Atom Charge, they are going hand in hand. In fact, what we are trying to create is a space where people can experience what sustainability really means, and in terms of what our sustainable products are here to offer, most of which what I'm trying to explain to you all or over a phone call or when we talk to clients over Zoom calls, as we are in the construction space, it's very hard to explain because customers want to touch and feel a product. So that's the whole experience of Atom Life that we are trying to create. This year, we are setting up close to around 10 stores across the country, targeting all the major metros to begin with. And the investment for that would be hardly around 10 to 15 crores. It's a very small space in terms of what we are looking at. The main purpose of this would be to showcase our products, much like what, you know, the traditional players in the industry have, like the likes of Kajaria or Century, where they've created experience zones or experience centers. This will be, you know, in that direction with a different twist, with a different tinge of sustainability, wherein we actually offer all our products at go in terms of sustainability. But I think the target revenues I will be able to share with you as we deploy these. So we have a rough plan in mind, but it is an interesting model where we are trying to boost our traditional product scale using Atom Life as a forward integration. So I'll be very happy to share this in a couple of months as we go by. In terms of VNEX solutions, I think just to share with you what it is, VNEX solutions is our arm where we take on construction for corporates from start to finish across the corporate profiles. It is mainly a B2B activity wherein we get into a relationship with a corporate and do the work for them from start to finish with our product range. I think by 2025, we should be looking at anywhere between 100 to 150 crores in this division. And our outlook for this in terms of margin, we are expecting a good 12 to 15% in terms of VNEX solutions. So that is the space that we are working on in terms of the turnkey outlet.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deep Gandhi from Astute Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So my first question is related to the fiber cement board division. So this quarter you had almost, I think, 6-7% value growth. So can you explain what led to this kind of price growth, and was there any element of also, you know, any raw material price increases which led to you also increasing your finished product prices? So if you can mention that.
Yeah, surely. So both have happened. We have grown almost about 60% compared to the previous year first quarter, and almost 8% compared to the last quarter. Definitely, there has been an increase in our input costs, which we have offset in terms of price increase as well. So yes, both have happened. And the increase in demand is predominantly due to the advantages our product has in terms of the labor. I think overall, the construction industry as we see it has got a very good idea of how VNEX is a suitable product for mass scale deployment in terms of construction with less labor. So that is really our key point in terms of mass deployment. So that's the reason for the growth we are observing.
Sure, sir. And so you mentioned in your opening remarks as well as in the question answer session that you are expecting 30-35% growth from this division. So broadly, if you can mention what will be out of this 30-35% growth, what kind of price growth are you expecting for next 2 years? And then the remaining portion will be volume. So if you can give that breakup, broad breakup.
I think it will be difficult for me to mention what price I will be getting. I can tell you the margins that we are looking at will definitely be above 12% in the next 2 years that we are looking at. So it will be a very strong increase in terms of where we are standing. Yeah.
Okay, and if you can mention what kind of EBITDA margins did you did in this segment for the quarter, just to get a sense what kind of maybe delta is possible from here on.
I think last last quarter, I'll be able to share with you offline, but this year forward, we will be doing 12 plus for sure.
Sure, sir. And my another question which I had is in terms of, say, are you seeing maybe an international player entering into India? So they might be already importing some portion of their products, but have you seen any new player maybe enter or existing international player and also setting up their own manufacturing in India? Maybe this year or maybe in the past, have you seen any such kind of risk playing out in the industry?
I don't think it will be particularly a risk. It will always be a positive interaction in terms of market growth, if you really look at. But there have been many international players that have been talking or have entered the market. But I think we are in a strong ground in terms of the network. We have almost 2,500 to 3,000 selling points that we cater across only in the urban segment for this product. So we are in a strong footing in that base. Also, we have a very good business development wing where we get specified into good projects. So I think we are in the right track. There's nothing to worry about particularly.
Okay, sir. Thanks for answering my question.
Thank you. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Chirag Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Good afternoon. Hope all is well with you. So I had a couple of questions on the VNEX boards. So your present capacity is around 240,000 metric tons, and you'll be adding 72,000 metric tons by the end of this year. So what would be the capex for the 72,000 metric tons and the revenue potential from this addition?
So it would be around 100 crores for this one. And usually what we are experiencing in VNEX is the capital turnover ratio is 1:1. So we will be looking at revenue contribution around 100 as well.
Okay. So when you mentioned earlier in the call that you project that maybe 4 or 5 plants will be set up by 2030. So are we looking at basically doubling of potential, doubling of capacity by 2030? That means I think around 210,000 metric tons, or 310.
Yeah, roughly you can say that we will be in that direction, yeah.
But for the next...
Mr. Shah, I'm sorry to interrupt. Your voice is breaking. Could you please repeat your question?
Yeah. So basically you said you will double approximately by 2030, am I right?
Yes.
Okay, so for the immediate future... 2024 and 25. Is there any capex that has been formed up for this division?
Yeah, the fifth plant, like we said, so we will be undergoing that for this coming year. And post that, we will definitely share with you at the right time. Yeah.
Any details on the fifth plant in terms of capex, in terms of capacity?
Yeah, the 72,000, as you said, that's going to be the capacity, and we're going to invest about 100 crores in that. And
okay.
We should see the plant commence by next year. Yeah, that's the target that we have.
Okay. So no plans beyond that as of now?
As of now, yeah, this is what you'd like to share. Yeah.
I suppose the line of Mr. Shah has been disconnected. Let's move on to the next participant. The question is from the line of Dinesh Shah from Equinox Funds. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Learning Autumn is approximately 5 years old now. So, but revenue are not impressive. What hardships are we facing here? Hardships.
So actually, I think... the product is, I would say, yeah, almost about 3.5 to 4 years, I would say, 2017-18 onwards. The product is actually picking up. What we are seeing now is, unfortunately, because of COVID and because of the experiences of the product being new, we couldn't have a good takeoff in terms of what the true potential of the product is. But I think we are quite bullish here. Even if you see VNEX when we started off, because the construction products have normally have a long gestation period because people don't want to be the first ones to use, unlike, you know, technology in terms of software or in terms of new products. Normally in construction industry, we experience a rather slow gestation period for a completely new product. But I think you should see a tremendously different picture in the next coming years in terms of Atom growth, in terms of revenue as well, because we are adding very good, you know, clients onto the list. So I think it's in the right direction in terms of what we are experiencing.
Okay. So now just actually COVID is gone. So what revenues are we targeting? Any big developers we catering to?
Yeah, last year we did around 20 crores. This year we are targeting to double it and thereon forward. So we should be doing pretty strong in the next couple of years. In the next 2 to 3 years, you'll be seeing definitely a full capacity of the 60 megawatt usage as well after a small expansion.
Okay, sir. And any big developers we catering to?
Yes, of course. I've shared this earlier, and like I've said, we are catering to you know, hospitals which are taking our product in a big way, because most hospitals in terms of their roof, terrace roof space on use is very limited. So Atom helps them to get into an additional flow. Developers like Mahindra themselves are taking us for their Mahindra Life Resorts, their eco-friendly resorts. We actually had a partnership with them wherein across the country they are setting up Atom Solar Roof for their resorts in terms of the product output. In terms of Manipal Institute, we are now getting repeat orders from them in terms of product outtake. The Prestige Group, the Phoenix Group, sorry, is taking good load. So I think we are going in the right direction. You will see good numbers in the months and the years to come for sure.
Okay. So what was our Q1 revenue?
For Atom?
Yeah,
Q1 revenue, I think, will be around anywhere between 5 to 8 crores in Q1.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this would be the last question for today, which is from the line of Satish Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon.
Hello.
So, sir, is any more talks going on with the railway for Atom Solar Roof projects?
Yeah, so actually, very interesting. We are having good interaction with the railways, but unfortunately, we are not able to do CAPEX deals with them. The railways is expecting OPEX deals, so we are figuring out how to structure ourselves in terms of financing that. But I think very soon you will be seeing a good deployment in the railways of for Atom as well. Yeah.
Yes, sir, because the railway is starting some rooftop malls also, I read.
Yes.
So that will be a good opportunity for us, right?
Absolutely.
Another regarding VNEXT solution, currently any traction in VNEXT solutions? There is
So it's very selective. We are not going in a bullish way in terms of going and bagging projects. In terms of anything and everything, we are trying to be very selective because what we are seeing VNEXT solutions to be is more of a forward integration arm to strengthen our turnkey solutions. So that's what we are looking at.
Okay, thank you. I'll be used.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. As that was the last question for today, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So thank you, everybody. I think once again, I would like to take this opportunity to share with you all that the company is in the right direction, and though things in the global front are impacting us in terms of our margins and in terms of the supply chain, I think the company is taking the right decision. The team is completely focused to do a good back-end R&D to help the company go forward in terms of what we can achieve. And though we are seeing tough times, I think we will be having a good positive performance in this year to look forward to. So thank you, everybody, for joining on this call. Any further questions, you can reach out to my colleague, Mr. Vinay, and he can set up a further interaction for us. So thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. On behalf of Anand Rathi Share and Stock Brokers, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.